incoming message.
Why do I feel like a failure? Well, maybe it's because I opened Instagram this morning and Jake from high school just bought his third beach house, has visible abs, and a gluten-free toddler who already speaks Mandarin. Shout out to you, Amber. And meanwhile, I'm over here wondering if chips and salsa can count as a vegetable serving. And maybe it's because I had a to-do list today, and all I managed to do was charge my phone and avoid 3 spam calls. Like a ninja. Now, do I get points for effort? No? Okay, well, cool. The truth is, sometimes we feel like a failure, not because we have actually failed, but because we are measuring our lives with someone else's yardstick. Spoiler alert, their yardstick is filtered, curated, and probably borrowed from Pinterest. Here's the thing, my friends. Feeling like a failure, that doesn't mean that you are a failure. It means you're human. It means you care. It means you had hopes and expectations, and life didn't exactly RSVP to that party. But failure, real failure, that's not a missed deadline, or a breakup, or that job that ghosted you. Real failure is giving up on yourself because the world has not clapped yet. And you, my friend, you're still here. You're still trying, and you are still showing up. And that is not failure. That is quiet, gritty, glorious resilience. So, let's reframe it, shall we? You didn't fail, you learned. You stumbled, you recalibrated, you ugly cried, and you got up again. You're not behind, you're just in process. And honestly, sometimes the biggest success is just making it through the day with your soul intact and your pants on right, even if they are stretchy, especially if they're stretchy. You are not a failure. You're a work in progress masterpiece with really weird Wi-Fi. So hang in there. The signal's gonna clear, and when it does, you're going to realize you were never lost. You were just in between breakthroughs.